If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's talk to Connor Campbell. He's the financial analyst at Spreadex. Morning to you, Connor.
Good morning.
Right, let's kick off with cable, the great British pound against the US dollar. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's sort of getting tricky. It's getting trickier to sort of work out what exactly to do with cable, given how, you know, how sharp it climbed last Friday and then continued on Monday. You know, a lot of it, not really necessarily coming from pound strength, but just sort of the dollar is in a funk at the moment that really can't shake. It's, you know, against the euro, it's the same. This morning already, you've had the UK inflation figure coming at 3%. You know, it's still obviously very high,
but
a tad lower than what it was in December. I think it's probably too early to, you know, make any assessments about the state of UK inflation off of that one figure. But if it does start pulling back, you know, in the first half of this year, as many sort of have speculated it will, that's not great news for the pound, given that that's only going to further delay or put off, you know, the Bank of England from sort of doing anything near a rate hike, you know, especially in the first half of 2018. You've also got UK retail sales on Friday. They're expected to not be great. I think they're set to fall from 1.1% in November to -0.8% in December, which isn't great given that December is, you know, the Christmas month. You'd ideally want, you know, a really healthy figure for that. In terms of our clients, we've still got buyers around, you know, that 1375 to 138 mark. Now, obviously, it has climbed quite sharply, but I think it's just because the dollar is struggling, and it's hard to really ascertain why the dollar is struggling. You know, the dollar is sort of ignored. You know, there's been plenty of opportunities for the dollar to sort of buck its ideas up and maybe turn things around. It's not like it's been all bad news coming out of the US, be it economically or politically.
Yep.
Yet the dollar just hasn't been able to shake sort of this bearish feeling around it, you know, from the end of 2017 going into 2018. So I think that's why maybe our clients are still buying cable, despite it being not a particularly great week for the pound in terms of UK data.
Understood. So I saw some of the economic commentators over Christmas were talking this up to even up to 148. Okay, are people trading this as a rule, all right, or are they sort of buy and hold?
I think given the consistency of our clients' behaviour, they seem to just sort of be bought it and sort of stuck with it. We haven't compared to some of the other sort of instruments. We haven't really seen that much shift in patterns or anything, or
right.
You know, any new wave of sellers coming. Obviously, there are still sellers there. You know, given how high it has climbed, there are going to be sellers around that 138 level. But given the consistency, I do think it's sort of people buying and then sitting.
Understood, Connor. Thank you very much. You know.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.